This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Melbourne's rising up with the fresh sounds of Joy 94.9's newest breakfast team. You're listening to Rise Up with Ginny and Adam.
You're listening to Rise Up with Ginny and Adam, and these are the best interviews they've never had.
22 minutes past eight. These are the best interviews that we've never had.
Yeah, last week we had former Pussycat Doll lead Nicole Scherzinger chatting to me. I never interviewed her. This week we're going to your boy crush, Tom Daley.
Yes, this is the interview that I never had with Tom Daley.
What was it like never interviewing him?
Surreal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Mm.
Hey, Tom, thanks for joining us this morning. Great to have you in the studio. You're looking really, really well. Have you continued your training on from the London Olympics?
I've lost 8 kilos since then, though, so
wow.
I'm a bit fat in this one.
I'm sorry, Tom, you're calling yourself fat because you've lost 8 kilos.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, Tom, I still can't call you fat. I mean, I've lost 30 kilos myself, so, you know, that's about 100 cheeseburgers or...
2 double-decker buses and half a car.
Yeah, thanks for making me feel better about myself. But I can tell you, even though I've lost the weight down in the, in the nether regions, I'm proud to say that that hasn't lost any of its size, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, they are massive, and they are definitely a lot heavier.
Yeah, I guess that's one thing us Aussies have on you Brits, isn't it?
It can disorientate you because you're not used to seeing it in training.
Yeah, I think we should move on. It might get a bit too heated, if you know what I mean. So anyway, Tom, you must realise that, you know, it must be such a tough time being, you know, like this really gorgeous person in the views of, you know, all girls and all gay men out there, huh?
It's been the toughest 18 months of my life.
Yeah, I'm sure we can all relate to that somehow. Now, Tom, I've heard rumours that you may be looking at, oh, I don't know, how do you say, experiencing other avenues, if you know what I mean?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was pretty interesting actually taking him up there.
Oh, I see. And what was your initial reaction?
Thought to ignore it.
Oh, I see. Is that right?
It felt like the whole stadium just literally flashed in my face.
Oh, you're talking about moving up to the 10-metre board, not that up there. Right, right.
Yeah.
Is it a scary feeling being all the way up there? I mean, I'd need someone to hold my hand going up there.
It's a long way up and I get scared every time I'm up there. I've hit my head twice.
I see. Anyway, let's move away from diving. Let's talk more about you. Now, you are a bit of a ladies' man, I hear, but there are a few gentlemen that would like to take you out and, you know, show you the town in Melbourne. Are you interested? Could you squeeze us in somewhere?
It's all about time management.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I don't know what that feels like to juggle more than one person. Anyway, Tom, is there a lot of pressure on your side to continuously appeal and dress like you're attracted to the gay community?
I was always telling myself, no, there's no pressure. It doesn't bother you. You focus on your competition, but deep down, yes.
Well, I say embrace it, Tom. The gay community loves you and, you know, it's a lot of hard work, but you're doing us proud.
Yeah, I'm glad I've got something finally to show for all the hard work.
Well, you know what they say, dressing as fabulous as the gay community does take a lot of time and effort. any final thoughts, Tom? Is there anything that we can get you before you leave the studio and head back over to England?
2 double-decker buses and half a car.
Melbourne's airwaves are changing and you're invited for the ride. Rise Up with Ginny and Adam, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.